This is John's Gem, number 87, chapter 20, verse 17, The Ultimate Purpose. Verse 17 reads this way, Jesus said, Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary eventually recognized Jesus. Her initial failure to do so is in line with what happened when other people met the risen Jesus. Luke reports that the couple who met him on the road to Emmaus also failed to recognize him at first. It seems that he was at one and the same time both recognizably the same Jesus and distinctly different. This ties in with what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 42 to 44. He says, So will it be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown is perishable. It is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. I find this very encouraging. Perhaps we will be raised, not with the bodies in which we die, which may be old and bent and wizened, with something a bit more like the way we were in our prime. Matthew says that the women, presumably Mary as here, clasped his feet as they fell to the ground in adoring worship. But Jesus, although he might be touched, as happened with some others, did not want to be held. That would have suggested a too permanent relationship when he was due to ascend back to his Father. And his ascension was a vital part of the journey he was on. He had left his heavenly home, descended to earth to be a man as well as God, completed his work in his death on the cross, announced, It is finished, and was now on his way back to the right hand, the place of honor, next to his Father. There it would be, as the writer to the Hebrews says in is chapter 8 and verse 1, and then chapter 9, verses 24 and 25. We do have such a high priest, who sat down at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, and who serves in the sanctuary, now to appear for us in God's presence, to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. Or as Paul said in Romans chapter 8, verses 35 to 39, Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, For your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else, in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the ultimate purpose for which Christ came and died, that he might make continual intercession for us in the judicial throne room of heaven, and we should have total confidence in him. Nothing must hinder that, not even the heartfelt worship of Mary the most faithful disciple of them all. Let us rejoice and be glad of what has been done and is being done for us, even now.